This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Nesias Kapayim Simen Kuf Chav Ches Seif Chav Vav. Seif Chav Vav. V'sha Shemavarchin Ein Loimar Shum Pasuk Ela Yishtiku V'chavnu Labracha. At the time that the Kohen is Mavarech, they're saying Yivarech Echa Adoi Shem. You're not allowed to say any of the psukim. You should be silent and be mechavin for the bracha. Haga umikol makom achshav shekayhanim arichin harbe minigunim. Nowadays, that the kayhanim are very marich in their nigun, the minagu gam kein lomer psukim. The minog is to say psukim uchmoish nizbar leel simen nun zayin leinyan baruchu. Ach yoiser toiv shaloi leamram. It's better not to do it. By the way, there's a tshuva in the Ramah. The Ramah says that when he says the word nahagu, means it's not correct. You hear this? Nahagu means it's not correct. Noihagim means it is correct. Nahagu means people do it. So he says nahagu, but it's better not to. Says Mishnah Berurah, Ein loimar. Deklum yesh evetz mevarach ma'aseh v'ein mazin. You can't say psukim. You have a servant that they give him a bracha and he's not listening. So, accordingly, Rishon Zalman says that if you hear a Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruchu, or any other bracha, Mel Bracha's Kainam, you should not answer because the king is giving you a bracha, you cannot interrupt. It's not like Kriya Shema or Shemayna, or even Shemayna Esrei that you stop and you listen, because Kriya Shema and Tefillah, you're serving the Melech. So you're serving the Melech, you could stop and praise the Melech. But Berachas Kayanim is not Avodas HaMelech. The Melech is Mavarech you. So you don't even stop. You hear this? The Berachas Kayanim is even more Chamor than Shemana Esrei itself. During Shemana Esrei, you stop at least to hear Kaddish Kedusha. Not so Berachas Kayanim. What if you already daven in another minyan and you're hearing Berachas Kayanim and you entered let's say you already heard Berachas Kayanim, you enter a shul during Duchanan, the Ben Ish Chai says, you gotta stop and listen. You can't leave until they finish. What if you're middle of learning? Rav Shlomo Zalman says you have to stop learning and you listen, you stand up and listen to Berachas Kayanim. However, Talmud Torah derabim, you're not mevatel. But if you're learning bi'iyun and interrupting will cause you to be hafra, then the base baruch says you don't have to interrupt. I would point out, if you have your phone on you, then of course you have to interrupt for Berachas Kayanim because you're not really learning. But if you don't have your phone on you, now we could evaluate whether your learning is worthy enough to stop and interrupt. Okay? In other words, it has to be your mamish learning bi'iyun. You wouldn't interrupt for anything else. Okay. Shaloi la'amram. Not to say it. V'chein kasu ha'achroinim, d'chein ikar. The achroinim say that's the ikar. In other words, you do not say the psukim. You know somebody who, he's a very good Jew and he says the psukim, he's still a very good Jew, he's just not doing this thing right. The halacha is, you know how to say the psukim, that's the maskana. V'kasu ha'magin Avram v'ataz, d'ha'imram yomer b'shal sheshel tzira makri l'fnei ha'kayhanim. The Magen Avram and the Taz say that if you want to say it, you should say it when the shel tzibur is feeding it to the kayhanim. The Elya Rabba megam gim gam b'zeh ayin sham. The Elya Rabba questions this as well. Why? Because we're afraid if you're going to say the psukim, the kaihanim might not hear the makri, trei kali loy mishtamoi. And also, you don't get anything by saying the psukim because it's not the time the kohen's giving you the bracha. V'chein hinig hagra shalei la'amran. The gra accustomed the world not to say. Mikol shekin sheishazar shalei mar psukim b'kol. Certainly, should not say that loud. Kamo she'oisin ha'amon, like many do. V'rfama she'choizun amilos mitevas yivarecha l'halon. Especially those who repeat the words yivarecha And further, Vizel Tos, Shalinizka B'Shamakam Minigzat, this custom is not brought anyway. Siv Chav Zayin. Koyen Enoi Rashoi Lahisiv
Mid. Why are they singing?
Why are who singing? The.
It sounds like that came first, so they decided to say stuff.
So I don't know if he's referring to the nigun or the kaihanim by the final pasuk, because that's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says that if somebody had a dream, then they're mespala for it during brechas kaihanim. So that's already legislated from the Gemara. What kind of nigun? Maybe, you know, they go yivarech echa and they gurgle a little bit. So that's an extended chant. They were gurgling raw eggs in the morning, and they're extending their Yivarech Echa. So because of that, there was extra time.
He's not referring to Rabbi Shalom.
I don't think so.
Okay.
So Koyin Ein Rashi Lohisa Midaita Yosal Shlosh Pesukim Shabrichas Kayanim. The Koyin is not authorized to add more than the three Pesukim. He can't say Matoivu. He can't say Bereishis Bara Elokim, and he can't say Hazino Shemayim Ve'aretz. V'im Hoysef Oivra Al Baal Toysef. If he adds, he's Oivra on Baal Toysef. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Kovdad Koyin Einar Lashon HaGemara. Lashon HaGemara Shelo Yoimar. He shouldn't say Hoyel V'nasna Toyra Shus Levarech. Since the Torah gives him permission to be Mevarech. Oysef Brachas Mishali. He said, let me add a cherry on top. Kagoin. Hashem alaykei avo yiseichem. Yoisef alaykem kachem elef pa'amim. Such a beautiful bracha. Tamaloymer lo yiseisifu. Umasik shema gemara. The gemara concludes that afilu kvar siyem kol berchoysef gamkin over belav. Even if he's already done the berchus kan, now he's just adding it after he's over bal toysef. The kol shekein im hoisifu em sa bracha. Certainly if he adds it in the middle of the brachas. What if he, if you meet him down the, walking down the street, and he says, Yimale Hashem kol mishalos libcha l'tayva, is the kayin over on Baal Tosef? No. Prima Gadim says no. Only if it's in the context of Berachas Kayanim. Not, a kayin is allowed to be mevarich somebody. V'davka l'hoysa pasuk acher asar. Davka to add a pasuk. Avaloymar Berachas Kayanim kama pa'amim. What if he wants to say Berachas many times? Einoy misham Baal Tosef. There's important klal. You're not over Baal Tosef doing a mitzvah twice. You're over Baal Tosef if within the mitzvah you add to the way it's run. Five parshiyos in tefillin, five strings on the tzitzis. But if you put on two garments of tzitzis, 100 garments of tzitzis, you put on tefillin, then you put it on again, you're not over Baal Tosef. This is Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin Mabez. Let's say, yeah. V'im hoisif, if he adds, v'uhadin, im gara, me'a brachas over shem bal tigra. Let's say the kohen says, I'm only giving two out of three. He's over bal tigra. What if a kohen begins brachas kohenim before tzeis and he completes it after tzeis? The emek bracha says he's over bal tigra, because since brachas kohenim is only biyayim and this guy finished part the third bracha balayla, that's also a violation of lois tigra. Rabbi Isai, agitin chodesh. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Continuing in sif chavchas. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.